What up, world? This is your boy, Neil Winless, back once again. Yeah, I know you guys are noticing a lot of things going on with the coronavirus vaccine mandates, whether which side you're on. It is what it is. But you're seeing, for the people that are, they read, they do, little research, they stumble across things. I know you're seeing things like, women are, especially black women, but women in general are looking that black men are not going to college. They're not getting their degrees as much as women are, which I've explained this to you. But now they're finally getting it. They can't find the ones for them because, let's just say, the 15 to 10% of the 1% that help run this world, and I'm saying black men, and it could be white men, or, any other man of color, those men aren't checking for you. You ghetto-ass ratchet hoes, or even you women that are making, let's say, $150,000 a year, you want a $250,000 a year black man, or other man in general, but these men ain't checking for you. And now you're going to Kevin Samuel's show, and then he makes you look delusional because you have delusional mindsets because your mother's raised you wrong. They gave you the wrong thing, like, girl, you need to do this, do that, and then that man, he gonna bow down to you. You don't need no man. But now, really, now when these women are craving and wanting men, they realize they need them to help them. You know what I'm saying? No, you don't know what I'm saying. What I'm about to go in is why these women need these men. Have you seen the uptick in, I'm just going to go in the black community, and I can go farther than that. These men are killing these women. And shit hits the fan. And I could do the abbreviation, but the shit hits the fan. It's happening right now. It's not like everybody think it's going to be like some Walking Dead, which it could. But what's really going on, these bitches are getting their asses handed to them. Real quick, real swiftly. No mercy. I'll show you a white version. That laundry dude, Brian Laundry, he killed that Petito girl. They found his fucking remains in Florida the other day. She wasn't going to do that and call the police and think she got away with it. She paid with her life. He tried to starve off the police and turning himself in. And then, I don't know, he killed himself. And then more than likely, because they said remains, they found his skull and did dental records. He dead than a motherfucker. The alligators and the other animals in that swamp area tore his ass up after he was dead. Scavengers. There was a dude hollering at a girl. I did a video about it 10 months ago, maybe about 10 months ago. It doesn't matter. Dude was hollering at her. All she had to do was just, I'm not saying kiss his ass and this and that. She should have been nice, but she told him, she got him told. And he beat her up something bad where he fucking bit her eyeball out. And then the newest thing that I'm seeing is, this woman was on a one of them SEPTA trains in New York, not New York, but in Pennsylvania, in Pittsburgh. I don't know what happened, and I'm not saying this or that. Nobody didn't do shit, and I mean they didn't do nothing. This woman got raped in front of a bunch of people, supposedly, allegedly. Nobody did nothing but take pictures, made it look like, in my mind, that's some revenge porn type shit. But that lets you know that, and I know there were a lot of men on there, just like there are women. There's only two genders. I don't care what these gay people or other people tell you. There's men and women. There were a lot of men. They couldn't do nothing. But they could have, but they just decided not to. But see, this goes back to the education thing. They empower the women, they don't empower the men. When they don't empower the men, they're left out here stuck. We mature later than the women. And so for the women, then I'm not saying they don't need a leg up. But see, I hate to say it, that lady didn't deserve it, what happened to her. But when women in general, they want equal, just like the gays, you want equal lefts. You could get an equal right, meaning you want this equal, but then when this happens, you don't like that. That's toxic masculinity. Nobody did nothing. The police were shaming the people. Really, he wanted to prosecute the people that didn't do nothing. But in Pennsylvania, in that state, they don't have no, you have to, a bystander law. You have to do something. If you don't, you go to jail. They just want them people for witnesses to say this did do this horrendous attack. I mean, this dude was raping this woman, probably nutting in her, putting his dick in her mouth, and all types of nasty shit. People probably had kids. Nobody did nothing. You see the type of world we're living in? The women are empowered. Now, you got to live and be empowered. This is why these women, why a lot of black men say, well, I love my women, I love my queens, I love my black women, but they're too masculine, they're too strong, but shit, in a way they gotta be like that, but they asked for it, and the key word is they asked for it, they wanted it, they got it, signed, sealed, and delivered. Now they want other men to just come out like Superman, and I've been saying this with the black woman in my community, black community, period. There is no dun 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 dun, or it shouldn't be. There shouldn't be no Superman. A lot of these men got brothers, sisters, mothers, cousins, nieces, nephews. A lot of them are married. A lot of them have their own kids, or, you know, or their own lady even, baby mama even. Are they supposed to risk their life? What if that dude had a gun? Are they supposed to risk their life? And then what happens if you end up dead or you killed him for raping her? Now you in jail or going to prison. Say you're like me with a bunch of felonies. And now that happened, you up the creek. Is that woman helping out your family with your kids, with your loved ones? Is she even helping you with commissary? I think not. She's just going to say he was a brave soul. See what I'm saying? And then there's another case. And this is back to where I say a lot of our professional black women, this is where they can do better. They get it. Their mama taught them all the bullshit. They nurtured them. Nature is supposed to have a woman submit to a man and a man submits to a woman. But nurture in the black community, and some of it is from Willie Lynch, but a lot of this is black women. They want a piece of the pie, too. They want a piece of that power. These black women are nurturing their daughters, but they ain't doing shit with their sons. Their sons have barely a third grade reading level. These daughters get college this and that and don't trust no nigga. But when those women, they go through college, do everything they mama, grandma, and great grandma, big mama told them, they get good. They do everything. But guess what they do? They get these ain't shit Pookie and Ray Ray. And I ain't even saying like the niggas that's sitting on 32s with two houses. They get these ain't shit motherfuckers that's homosexual, living couch to couch, couch surfing, and pussy surfing. And then there was a woman, a prominent attorney in Atlanta. She looked like a beautiful, you know, sister. Man, she dug to the bottom of the peanut barrel. This nigga killed her and had a shootout with the cops. He ended up dead. When people will say, well, what are you getting at, Neil? I'm getting at this because now you can already hear, based off what I'm saying, a lot of the so-called sisters and black women and ratchets in general are going to be like, well, that's because the black man don't protect his woman. He don't stand behind his woman. And I'm going to stand by behind everything I said from the first video I did. You made your choices, just like the black man. If it's all right for the black man to make his choices and he ends up dead or in prison, well, that's what he get or this or that. He should have made better choices. He should have chose that woman. He's on child support. She took the kids. He should have chose better. It's the same thing with y'all. Y'all bitches should have chose better, and I'm not even on that. I'm on these black women are still, in a minute, they're getting ready to start coming real hard on the protection. But see, they expect, even men they're not married or have relationships with, they expect these traditional black men to just step out of nowhere, everywhere, at all times, anytime, to protect them. But they can still be modern women. Those same men that will tell her, yeah, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, maybe you shouldn't wear that. These women are going to do what they want to do. But then they're the same ones that run to Pookie and Ray Ray or whoever black man that can hear them. Help me, help me. You know what I'm saying? But if you need help, you need to man up. This is why I said on my first video, no, there is no protection. That shit does tugs at my heart sleeves a little bit, but really I don't feel bad. These are the times. These are the days and times. And in a sense, if you really look into the scriptures and look into really revelations, these things are coming to pass. It is said in there, these women want to be modern women, but they expect traditional men. And in my black community, that is almost law. And I say, hell no. And this is why you need to separate from them. They do not deserve protection. If they got knocked up at 19, 20, 21, and I don't care if it was your daughter, your sister, whoever, she made that choice. Innocent man on the back end getting his ass either in prison, locked up, or getting his ass blast off for helping a random ass ain't shit bitch or bitch he don't know, while he's got loved ones depending on him. Nah, this is why I said separate.
What's for dinner? Close that door.
And this is why I said separate. Because it's not only the women in my community, there's these men that are raised by that woman, and they expect and they want to see you do as such. Some of these niggas, I'm gonna be honest, they're mad when you sit it out, meaning you're not with none of their sisters. They're not married. They might got plenty of kids, plenty or none, but they expect you should have kids and raise families with these type of women. And these are the men and the women that'll try to cancel you when you go outside of your racial diaspora. And I say it with all these unmarried women and all these unmarried men, and most of them are Pookie Ray Rays, Bonquishas, and Shaquitas. They should all get together and have a bonfire and make their children and leave black men that ain't dealing with them niggas and them bitches alone. But it goes back to what I'm saying. Them niggas know what they did, and they're still doing to these women. They keep running in and out, making babies. Now they're older. They're like, oh, them bitches is toxic. You help make them toxic. But the point is, they want black men like me, or black men for the men that are listening, like you, to take up the slack, rebuild the community so they can tear it down again. What I'm getting at is these bitches are getting their due medicine. They are getting they're getting whatever they put out in the universe is coming back to them, especially the ones from 30 on up to 50. They're feeling their hoish ways in their 20s and late teens is catching up to them. They want to live the modern woman life, but they want and expect and demand a traditional black man. And by the numbers, black men are doing it. This is why we're being shamed. They'll blame it a lot on black men are leaving for white women and other women. But what's really going on, a lot of black men are sitting it out. They ain't fucking these hoes or two, and or they're messing with women of other cultures or three. There is a certain amount of men. They're just, you know, they might be looking for the right one. They might be jacking off, but they ain't fucking with none of y'all bitches, and they ain't participating, and y'all hoes know it. And you know, it's already more women than men in the world in the black community. It's unusually the black women are high because there are abortions, and then there's male targeted black male abortions in the community. And then they raise their sons that they do have, like Pookies and Ray Rays ain't shit niggas. And then they're mad when their daughters can't find an eligible man. And then some of these black dads are mad because a lot of the black men and their sons are going to other races of women, and they're worried about what's going to happen with their daughters. And you got to look at all of this. The black community is not a community. This is a motherfucking bunch of po-ass black folks that's broken. And whether it's the white man or the black woman putting the man out the house or all of the above, it is time to separate. This goes back to my first video. When you see all these black women getting assaulted and or raped and motherfuckers ain't doing shit, and you know black men are usually always protecting black women. Always. This woman got raped on a motherfucking train, knuckle. And nobody did a motherfucking thing but raise their phones. You got a woman that prominent attorney chose ain't shit nigga. I seen comments about what happened, and some of her people was talking about, where's these good black men that everybody's talking about? How come they're not? So was he supposed to transport himself from his family to there automatically and or maybe he was in the apartment building because it was a swanky apartment or hotel. I mean, he didn't know her. He could have got killed because the dude was busting at the police. These women put themselves in that situation, and all women love bad boys, but black women don't know when to cut it off. White women, they go through their whole phase in their late teens, early 20s. They make sure they don't have kids. They make sure that shit gets covered up. They get in their career, go to school, and then get their career. They get a man. They be family people. Black women, they do this shit till they're 50, and then they think they deserve or they're entitled to a good man, whether he's black or what. It don't work like that. And these women are supposed to have their feet to the flame. And if you help them out, according to God, you're going to receive a portion of that judgment. And on that, this is Neil Windless. I ain't talked to y'all in a minute on the Anchor Podcast, but I'm gonna come back and holla at y'all. But I'm telling you, you need to separate from these undomesticated women, because they're not domesticated. They're wild. It's just like if you eat a slide of pork, or if you didn't let the deer hang, you got gamey beef. These women are gamey. They're not domesticated. They don't even know what home economics class was. Until y'all men understand that, especially in the black community, we always gonna fall prey, especially with this feminism. Ain't nobody supposed to protect them bitches. They're getting a portion of their wrath. But hey, I'm up out of here. This is Neil Windless. Until another one, 100.